Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
We're going to talk high school baseball here on the Coach's Corner today. It was a very busy weekend for both Carbon and Emory on the diamond. We just recapped both of both those teams as they each participated in multiple games. We're going to talk about that right now from a Carbon perspective. Joining us over the phone, we have second-year manager Rob Smith. Coach, great to get you back on. Great to start talking about another Carbon baseball season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. I always look forward to these conversations. Already a few games deep into the season, I know you guys did pick up a sweep over the weekend, beating Grand both in Moab and then also here in Price. So sitting 2-1, how would you assess the way the season has gone up to this point in time?
It's been good. We haven't hit quite as well as I'd like to, but it's early. First time seeing pitching, so you know, moving forward, hopefully we can start swinging a little better and move on from there.
I think you and I have had this conversation throughout the offseason, Coach. You did say goodbye to a lot of kids that were really key contributors for you last year. They were key contributors for former coach Jeff Cincinnatus. I mean, you really said goodbye to a lot of experience. How has that affected the team, and how have you guys tried to overcome that?
It's affected the team leadership-wise, but, you know, We've got to step up. We've got to move forward. That's part of high school baseball, right? Going forward, we just got to establish some leaders and have them step up and lead and help that way.
Let's talk about the way you guys have had to really navigate through a lot of baseball in a short period of time. It's one of the things that I find so fascinating about the sport, Coach. Basketball season ends. It wraps up on a Saturday, and you guys are basically out on the field Monday. And then a couple of days after that, you're playing your first game against Uinta. And so there hasn't been a lot of time. I know you have open gyms throughout the winter, but you have a lot of kids that are playing multiple sports. How long in your mind does it take to really get comfortable and get cohesive with a group?
A lot of these kids come to open gym, which is beneficial to us. We don't have very many that miss open gyms very often. And so it's good. They're getting after it. So, I think by the end of this weekend, and we go to St. George this weekend, by the end of this weekend, I think we're going to be ready to roll.
I think that trip always pays dividends, right? I know typically on Carbon schedule, that's been a season opener. That's the way you open it up. You get a little road trip. Kids get away from everything. They get to spend a few days in the hotel. I don't know if you can put a number on just how important that is, Coach. It seems like that's always a big, important trip for every team in the state, that first road trip out of the area where you get warm weather and you get to hang around each other.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be beneficial to our team. Definitely growing together, getting some team camaraderie together, being able to spend time together in the hotel room. We got some stuff planned. As a team, so it'll definitely be beneficial for sure.
Let's talk about the two games against Grand, Coach. Two wins after a loss to Uinta. How nice was it to How nice was it to log a win and then come home and get a home win? I mean, getting back-to-back victories, it probably helped the excitement level, I would think.
Yeah, and it was good. There was some disappointment with Uinta game, which I'm happy to see. They weren't just content with losing, but they came back. They were ready to work Wednesday, Thursday, and then we got on the road against Grand. Again, we didn't hit as well as we had wanted, but we started hitting the ball, and it's going to benefit. So
let's talk about some of the kids that have hit the ball well for you, Coach. If we look at Mason Pritchard, I think he's hitting .600 so far. Mikey Vigil's hitting around .450. I know that you have had some kids that have hit the ball very well, even though as a team, I'm sure it takes a few games to get this rolling. Jace Barlow, I believe, is hitting close to .450, if I'm not mistaken. So those three kids have actually been your big offensive weapons so far.
Yeah, for the most part, we've been hitting the ball. It's just been right at people, line drives right at people. But, yeah, Mason Pritchard's swinging it really well, seeing it really well. Mike Vigil, he's a baller, seeing the ball really well, hitting the ball well. Jace Barlow's coming off an injury, broke his thumb that last week of wrestling, so he's just healing up. But he'll continue to hit and get better each week.
For you as a coach, how important is it to get quality at-bats this early in the season? And I mean that in regards to overall team batting average, right? So if we look and a kid's struggling, he's hitting 200 or below, do you kind of throw that out the door right now, Coach, and say, you know, you'll find your footing, just give me quality at-bats?
Yeah, you know, that's one stat we do look at is good quality at-bats. Peyton Molinar is a great example of that. He's seeing 6, 7, 8 pitches every at-bat. But his batting average isn't showing that. But he is having good at bats, good quality at bats, and you know those balls that he is hitting, they will start to fall eventually.
Again, our guest right now, manager Rob Smith of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, I want to talk about your rotation, pitchers that you have coming in relief, and guys that you're going to rely on. What does the rotation look like this year?
So right now, Mazen Pritchard, he's throwing really well. He threw 4 innings the other day, had 8 strikeouts against Grand, was locating his fastball really well. Stockton Kennedy, he's throwing really, really well. Mike Vigil, Paxton Faulk, we've got quite a few that are throwing well right now. Maddox Wilson is coming in relief. Throwing well. Tyrus Madsen's coming in relief and throwing well as well.
A lot of these kids that you just mentioned, Coach, are underclassmen. You still have some youth as far as your pitching is concerned.
Yeah. You know, our pitching staff is relatively young, and they're getting after it.
I will look at the schedule. I got to get your thoughts on the region because it is completely different this year compared to last year. It's a deeper region. And you guys have also gotten rid of doubleheaders. So when you take a look at the idea of North St. Pete, Delta, Richfield, Canyon View, Manti, Juab, Emory, it's pretty stiff competition, Coach. That's a difficult region.
Yeah, definitely a difficult region. It always is, year in and year out. You know, we talked about the short schedule. We have our first region game tomorrow. But yeah, definitely a tough region. Canyon View is going to be good. Juab is going to be good. Emory, Manti, you know, tough region for sure. I think all those teams I just mentioned plus ourselves are going to be within the top 10.
How does the no doubleheaders affect this team? Is that good when you have a young pitching staff? Is that something that maybe it could be an equalizer, Coach? What's your assessment on no more doubleheaders?
You know, I don't. That's how it used to be. It helps out planning a little better in case you do get in trouble in one game. You don't have to worry about it using too many pitchers that you can't go to the next one. So I think it's beneficial for our team as well, where we do have a lot of pitching. I think it helps us out.
You mentioned the first region game tomorrow. You'll travel to North St. Pete, and then it's a pretty busy weekend as you guys travel down south. One of the things I noticed, Coach, in this road trip you guys have coming up this weekend, a lot of high-quality opponents on the schedule.
Yeah. You know, you got Murray, you got Highland, Pineview, and then you got Hillcrest out of Idaho Falls. They're a great program up in Idaho. Always good quality baseball. And that's one thing that's really exciting about going to St. George is you're going to see good teams, you're going to see good pitching, and it gives you a gauge of what you need to work on going forward, especially getting ready for our region.
And you know that you're going to be able to get outdoors and play. I know the weather, you never really can tell, although so far this season seems like it's a heck of a lot better than it was last year. We didn't know if we'd be playing an entire month last year.
Yeah, it's definitely been nice this year. You mentioned that our game tomorrow is in North St. Pete. It's actually been moved to here because of snow there. So our game will be here tomorrow.
Okay, so you got North St. Pete here tomorrow, and then you close out the year at North St. Pete, right back, jumping ahead to April 30th, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, we're just flip-flopping. They got hit that last storm. They got hit with about 18 inches, so we just flopped. So,
do you like having bookend games like that with a region opponent? It's so different than every other team. You're playing on a Tuesday, most of them are either Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday. This one, I mean, you're bookending, right? So you're probably going to see the same pitcher twice.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. You know, it's tough scheduling with St. George tournaments. You got to kind of, luckily, the region lets us move games around if needed so we can schedule preseason games. And it's especially tough with eight teams in our region trying to get some preseason games in there.
Coach, we can end with this. As we get set for what's going to be a very busy week for you guys, what's the biggest point of emphasis for this team right now? Throwing the record out, throwing wins and losses out, what is something that you're stressing to the team this week?
Big thing I'm pushing this week is just, you know, having each other's back, being a teammate, being a good teammate, and then hitting the ball. I don't feel like our approach to hitting has been exactly on key yet. A lot of fastballs being taken as strikes where we should be jumping on them. So, you know, the big key this week is, you know, ready to hit and then being a good teammate.
Coach, I appreciate the time. It's always great to talk some Carbon High School baseball. Best of luck this week. Looking forward to our next conversation.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Again, that's Carbon baseball manager Rob Smith getting set for a busy week. Region 12 play opens up tomorrow at home against North St. Pete, and then they'll travel on the road to St. George coming up this weekend. And then after that, seems like there's a game every other day. We'll talk more Carbon High School baseball in the coming days. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports straight ahead. When we return, we'll talk NBA basketball. We're down under 20 games left in the regular season. Some fun conversations happening right now in the league. We'll talk about that when we return.